Kelly Schultz, along with Sarah Wendt, the senior out of Arden Hills, Minnesota, my old stomping grounds. I actually grew up in Arden Hills.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yes. We'll talk about that later. Let's talk about today's game. First of all, it's not very often that you're held only one shot. What was it about their defense that you guys weren't able to get any, like, goals outside of penalty kicks?
Well, they man-marked me, like, the entire game. There was always a girl on me. We didn't get a lot of service from the outside backs because they were also man-marking them. So that was kind of hard for us. But, yeah, every single time there's a set play or anything, I was completely man-marked. She would not, leave my side.
It's like having a shadow out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be frustrating for you and for Allie, too. I mean, your top line has been so solid this year with Mason Schilling and Allie Smith. You out there, you've scored a ton of goals. You lead this team with 17 goals this season. That's just an incredible stat for you, Sarah. Do you even think about it when you're shooting? You just, do it.
No, not usually. I kind of just try to do my job and hopefully put one in the back of the net. And if I can't, then hopefully assist or make some sort of play that we can score on.
What's it been like playing alongside Allie and Mason this year?
They're both incredible players. They are so talented. Their soccer IQ is through the roof, and they make me look good because I keep scoring. They are the ones doing all the work, and I'm just putting the ball in the back of the net. And I'm super fortunate to be able to play with them. And every single time I get out there with them, I get so excited. They're amazing players.
Well, your goalkeeper is also amazing. Alyssa Stamba didn't have to make a ton of saves or even really be involved in a lot of the action, but she has really held her ground back there for your team. And how much confidence that must give you out front.
Yeah, she saves us a lot. She's unreal. I have complete confidence in her entirely. I would choose her for anything. And it does give us a lot of confidence up top because, when we're not down one, it gives you more confidence. You don't have to scramble for things. And, yeah, she's worked really hard. She's improved a lot since she's gotten here. And I think she's, not even done improving yet. She's very talented, and I love having her as a keeper.
Well, let's talk about today's game. You knew coming in, you guys have been here and done that. You've been in this first game. You've been here now 4 years in a row. You've played at home. How special is it to be able to play here on this field?
It's really special. I think a home game is always what you want. It's ideal, and we are very good on our home field. We know what to do, and I think it's more of a comfort piece too. We're not as worried, or we don't have as much anxiety from traveling, getting on a bus, being in a weird hotel, and we can sleep in our own beds, which is really nice. And so home games are an advantage for us for sure.
Well, and not only that, but I think Lake Bemidji was the 12th man here today because that wind coming off of the lake was awfully cold. Your team deferred to have the wind at your backs in the second half. Obviously an important decision made by your coach, right?
Well, I think they won the coin flip.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure. But I think, yeah, they did. So they wanted the wind in the first half. And so in the second half when we got it, we knew we had to take 4 out shots. Alyssa's punts were going to go well over half. We needed to anticipate that. And she's almost had a couple assists on the year. Our other keeper, Georgie, has had an assist off a goal or off a punt. So that's really cool. And yeah, the wind can help and hurt. But I think for us, it definitely helped us.
At this time of year, it usually is colder than this. You've played here often enough to see in October, November, snow on the ground. Here we are. We've had the most beautiful season, but the weather's going to change before Friday and Sunday. How do you adjust to that, knowing you haven't played in a lot of cold weather this year?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate to not have to play in a lot of snow or cold weather. I think for Friday, it's more of just remembering this is not normal. You need to dress in layers. You need to take care of your body. It's going to be really cold. We have a rule. We can't complain about the weather because you kind of just have to deal with it. Everyone's dealing with the same conditions and you just have to fight through it. And so I think Friday will be, I don't know, a kind of a test to see how warm of clothes you have. And yeah, we just have to take care of business.
Two penalty kicks. Crazy plays. I know the one with Mason Schilling and their goalkeeper. I think everybody that was in the booth with me held their breath. What was the feeling on the field when she went head over heels?
I was terrified because I've done the same thing and I broke my collarbone doing that. And so she hit so hard. I was instantly ran up to her. I didn't even know there was, I kind of thought there'd be a PK called, but I didn't know. And my first instinct was is she okay?
Yeah.
Is she hurt? And I'm glad she wasn't. It definitely looked really painful, but yeah.
Oof. And then the second PK, or second yellow card they get called for, Maggie Cade on like the probably the fastest I've seen her run down the field this season. Man, she looked like she wanted to score that goal. Didn't get a chance at it. Your team scores two penalty kick goals. Erin Becker, how much confidence do you have when she's taking those?
Erin is by far the best PK kicker I have ever witnessed in my life. I would trust her taking 10 in the game. I have no, like, she would score every one of them if she had the chance. And so right away when we got it, I was looking if she was on the field, and I was like, oh, thank goodness she is on the field. And yeah, she has so much like composure and calmness and just gets the job done.
Those are nerve-wracking, especially after an overtime. Let's hope we don't get to that point. You've been in a lot of those games. You've got Friday, you'll play the winner of Minot State and Concordia St. Paul. Have you even thought that far ahead yet?
Not until our coach was like, oh, they play at 5. And so
everybody's going to be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. What's it going to take to get a win and finally get to the championship game?
I think a lot of just like determination. I think we all know we can do it. We just have to actually do it. And we have to all have confidence in ourselves and just play our game. And this is a new thing. We usually don't go this far. And so we're trying to do our best. And hopefully we get a result. And both teams that we could play are very respectable teams. And I think we just have to go out there and play our game and get the job done.
Well, Sarah, you're one of 8 seniors. You weren't celebrated on senior day. You're coming back, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Every NSIC team other than Bemidji State is going, oh, no.
Yeah.
What? How easy was that decision to come back?
Oh, it was the easiest decision aside from coming here. As soon as I knew we got the year back, I was really hoping I would get a chance to stay. And with my major and everything, it definitely worked out, which is really fun. And I'm looking forward to it. And with everyone else. Well, I have 3 other girls staying, like Megan Majewski, Erin Becker, Megan Dahl. And yeah, I'm really excited for next year, but I think we need to take care of business this year first.
Absolutely. And then worry about next year. Don't think about next year. Let's get the job done on Friday, and then we'll think about Sunday. So again, Sarah, congratulations so far on a great season. Let's keep it going. Thanks for joining me here.
Thank you so much.